WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A day after a service outage that had tens of thousands of AT&T customers staring at their smartphones wondering where service was, the carrier says it was not a cyber attack.
Whenever a service outage of any kind affects a lot of people, social media comes alive with theories about hackers and malicious attacks on our infrastructure. The FBI and other agencies immediately started looking for evidence of that on Thursday. Federal investigators said early on during the outage that it did not appear to be the work of cyber terrorists.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. The White House is getting ready to announce more than 500 new sanctions against Russia, punishment for the ongoing war against Ukraine, and for the death of Russia's most outspoken critic of President Vladimir Putin, Alexei Navalny. Officials say they're the toughest sanctions since the war began. For the first time ever, there's a human presence near the South Pole of the Moon, or at least something humans built. The lunar module nicknamed Odie landed there upright last night. This is ABC News. Police around the University of Georgia in Athens this morning hunting for a killer. A nursing student from a nearby neighboring school was out for a run and was found murdered on the campus. Here's ABC Steve Osunsami.
Students came together overnight. This is the first homicide on the UGA campus in 20 years.
It was very shocking, devastating to say the least. It's just very horrible and scary, honestly.
Police set up checkpoints, stopping vehicles and checking IDs. In a statement, the university canceled all classes Friday. School officials are recommending people travel in groups when possible and be aware of your surroundings.
Car thieves in Waukesha, Wisconsin, outside Milwaukee, making off with about $600,000 worth of high-end cars from a dealership. They got out by driving one car through a wall, then nine more followed. And more complaints about the new Major League Baseball uniforms. This time, the problem is the pants. Dodgers players say the eggshell color can make them see-through. The Players Union hoping for changes soon. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for helping tribal hospitals and clinics get bigger Medicaid reimbursements. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman. He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes address. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Baseball gets started tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers' first exhibition game of spring training out in Arizona tomorrow against the Padres. The first pitch at 2:10 Central Time. There's been talk that Sal Frelick will play some third base this spring. When will that happen? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First day. He's special, man. The kid's special. He can do it. That people ask me, why is he doing it? Because he can. If anybody can do it, it's Sal.
NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Milwaukee will be without Chris Middleton, still dealing with an ankle injury. NFL, Packers' Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley as the team's new defensive coordinator.
Certainly have always had respect for him from afar as a football coach. He's worked with my brother at two different stops. He's worked with Kyle Shanahan at two different stops in Cleveland and San Francisco, and I know how those guys, how much respect they have for him as a person first and a coach second.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Playing what we want.
We'll be right back.
you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your whirl and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.
Entertain me. Jack FM is officially off the clock.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-647-0499. 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499.
Small businesses are the heart of America. But you don't have to go it alone. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Get the connections, education, and guidance you need with SCORE. We're ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A few flurries or snow showers this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, and it will be quite a bit colder today. Our high 27 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low of 8 above. Tomorrow, sunny 39 by Sunday, sunshine 43. We're talking 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
This bunch of songs on Jag FM once ate a Shetland pony in 58 seconds.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail.